step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's bardic basement bite size, we have Jemima Hughes' Sit Back and Don't Relax, a multi-slam winner and runner-up in the 2020 UK Slam. Jemima Hughes is a performance poet who will drag you through the minefield of the unorthodox. She will take you on a journey through her own experiences, providing a relatable outlet and encouraging conversation. Not for the faint-hearted, but definitely from the heart.
Cool, so I'll set the scene. It's a normal day. As normal as they get by now, anyway. Early morning, Monday. Said goodbye to Mum, she's got to get on her way, work to be done. College awaits me and my 10,000 word essay, which was definitely due last Thursday, but I scribbled the rest last night watching Pineapple Express on Blu-ray, with the words, "Potential is nothing without persistence," in my teacher's voice on replay. Tea, social media, an encyclopedia of selfies filtered in sepia, a blatantly subtle Facebook post skirting around her recent heartbreak from Amelia. Before I feel the urge to slide into her DMs and check it's not too severe, I should probably get off of here. So I flick over to ASOS, they've got a sale on, and maybe the jacket I saw is lowered in cost. Out of stock, but I find a top with the word "fail" printed across. Feels appropriate. Add to basket along with those knee-high socks, which I am never gonna wear, let's face it, but they're the ones Becky's got, and with that mini skirt, she makes them look hot. Realising an empty bank account can buy none of this, I close the browser and find the willpower I'd dismissed. Finally, I get to the shower. I'll be ready to leave within an hour. I emerge, resist the urge to check Facebook again. Hair's dripping wet, it was longer back then. Takes 2 minutes to dry these days. Back then, an easy 10. So, hairdryer, full heat, full power. I'm living out my shell before reverting back to wallflower, singing a cappella, murdering Rihanna's umbrella. But in my head, my performance is stellar. When the sun shines, we shine together. Hair flick, freeze. Scream. Silhouette darkens doorway, he's come to take me. How did he get in? How do I get out? He's blocking the only exit and no one's gonna hear me shout. In my head, I'm running, in reality, hostage. Next move, consequential, hairdryer mutates, gun to temple. Flashbacks assemble, legs begin to tremble, fall to knees, beg him, second scream. Accidental. It's my brother. Come to say goodbye. I thought he'd left, now his distress, so am I, I'm a mess. He holds me, we both cry. Tears burst, cartoon-like from my eyes. I sob for the future that's gone awry. I'm a live wire. I say, I'm quite the electrician, he replies. I'm used to a shock. But one moment backtracking feels like scissors cut the rope and I don't know when the fall will stop. He says, who worries about scissors when you've got me? Scissors can't beat rock. He strums my vein. The one I've picked to the chorus of Jar of Hearts, replaying again and again. Vocal cords shredded from my inharmonic release of pain. Heartbeat amplified by the cranked up strain. Finger taps to stay present. Techniques to entertain my distorted brain from giving too much feedback that only leaves me drained. Are you going to be okay? I feel like I should ask him the same. He leaves. I take 5 more minutes to grieve, return to my feet, legs still jelly, breathe. Talk myself out of finishing my hair without having to speak. I'll arrive at college hair wet for the following week. Isn't it funny how one trauma continues to traumatise, but not in a funny way? Potential is nothing without persistence. But not today.
You can find her social media links in the description. And another thing. You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our Ko-fi page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.